You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
Mom and Dad, Lebo's Santa Claus Hotline is up and running now through Christmas Eve. You may have to help the little ones out, but it's worth your time. Look, there's nothing worse than not being able to get them to sit on Santa's knee. Unless, of course, you get to Santa's knee and then they come home and say, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, some people can get a little nervous. I understand.
That's why it's here.
Big deal meeting Santa.
704-227-8761.
Okay, my name is Mallory, and I watch a dirt bike, four-wheeler, fidget spinners, and a tablet, and in a real garden that can shoot zombies when they come.
Whoa. She wants a real gun to shoot zombies when they come. It's at this point that I should point out to everyone, The Walking Dead, it's not a documentary.
It's not?
No. Oh, wow. No, just someone.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. But she'll be ready to protect us all.
Please run a gate. Another tablet. Bye-bye.
All right, so dirt bike, tablet, real gun to shoot zombies.
I think I heard a fidget spinning.
Fidget spinner in there. And then I think she said a second tablet, too. So needs a tablet in every room, apparently.
Hi, Santa Claus. Someone called me.
What's your name?
My name is Abigail and Mary. And I'm 4.
She's 4.
4.
In the 12th grade.
I'm Abigail and I am a Barbie greenhouse with my Barbie and a big other Barbie and...
Did you have a Barbie dream house?
No. No.
Did you have Barbies?
I don't think I did.
You didn't strike me as a kind that would have Barbies. And there we have the mystery sibling.
Yeah.
My turn!
I'm a Hatchimal.
And a Hatchimal.
I never know.
What's your name? Don't wait.
And
how old are you?
Yay!
You're 3? What do you want for Christmas?
An ambulance? Yeah,
a blue ambulance.
Okay.
Well, say bye-bye, Santa Claus.
Oh, my. Oh. I think Mom needs the dream house and some Advil.
Yeah.
So sweet.
We're praying for you, Mom, and we're also pouring you 3 fingers of bourbon. 704-227-8761, Lebo's Santa Claus Hotline, up and running now through Christmas Eve.
Brought to you by Lebo's, with 9 locations to choose from, or go to Lebo's.com. Remember, when Santa and his elves need a little help, they go to their friends at Lebo's.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So this morning I was sitting in front of the computer and the phone rang, and it was maybe some of our dearest friends in the world. We lived one house apart in Birmingham when our kids were little, and now through a weird twist of fate, they've moved here to Charlotte. Our kids are, you know, teenagers and whatnot. We don't get to see them near as much as either one of us would like to, but we've got, it's next week we're getting together, right?
Yes, I mean, we had like one day that all of us were free. It's a very tight schedule.
And I got to thinking, one of my fondest memories, and this is where I knew that me and this dad were going to be bonded for life. Both of our kids couldn't have been, the oldest one was 3. And it was the middle of the night, Christmas Eve. And like most good dads, we had procrastinated in putting something together. And it all of a sudden occurred to me that I needed batteries. It was 2 in the morning. What do? You get in the car. And you go find a convenience store that's open. And as I'm driving out of our street, I look in the kitchen window. And he's sitting there slamming his hands on a table. He appears to be involved in some sort of computer assembly. Mm. And I said, well, at least I'm not the only one. And I came back, got the batteries in the thing, and couldn't get it to work. And you may not have, figured this out about me over the years. I'm not the most patient fellow in the world.
Not your virtue.
No. And I distinctly remember picking it up and getting ready to heave it across the room against the wall, and it occurred to me this was not mine. This was for my precious child. So I didn't break it, but God knows I thought about it. And he didn't break those computers, but he thought about it too. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Have you or do you know someone that has smashed a toy out of frustration in assembly? Because instructions, by the way, nowadays suck.
They're horrible.
They're terrible.
We're words people, and we like to be told how things work and how to put them together, and now they just draw little pictures.
Bunch of arrows.
You can't tell what's going on in the picture.
And if you're a dad and you haven't done this, then the rest of us hate you. Okay, if you're that guy who's prepared on credit, we don't like you. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Have you ever, in frustration, broken a toy in assembly at Christmas?
Yeah, I don't know if this necessarily falls in line with breaking it by putting it together, but last year my son's big gift was a remote control airplane, and I caught myself putting it together with him and telling him, well, let me show you how to fly it, son. And like I said, this is his main gift. And I take it off and not even 30 seconds, crash it, and it just demolished. And his heart was broken.
Oh, no.
I mean, I did buy another one, but it took about a week to come back in the mail. His heart was broken. Woo.
All right, we'll modify this.
Sure, that works.
How did you break on assembly or just break, period, Dad? That toy on Christmas.
Does it count if you had to put it together, had to make sure it worked, so you were playing with it and broke it while you were playing with it?
Of course.
What were you playing with?
It was a race car set, and I had to get it fixed before she woke up.
Was she a little suspicious that her brand new gift had duct tape on it?
Yeah. I was actually a little more efficient than that, but yeah, that's basically the idea.
So he was racing out of the house at 2 in the morning to find some super glue somewhere, mm-hmm. Some crazy glue.
No, I haven't broken a toy that I've had to put together, but I have walked away from it and came back and done it twice.
Was it easier after you had the 2 shots of whiskey?
I don't drink, so I'm sorry, that wasn't the case, but it was easier when I came back and looked at the plans and studied the plans before I put it together the first time.
So what was it, just out of curiosity?
I forget.
Well, if you're going to be forgetful, you might as well drink. Seriously, he's almost falling into the category that all dads hate. No, I've never broken one. I've never felt frustrated at all.
I walk away. I count to 10. I come back.
Yeah, no.
But, you know, I've walked away. I don't go and drink a whole bunch of stuff. I go and eat a pie. And I come back. It's kind of the same effect. You get into some sort of weird coma.
This is a rite of passage if you're a dad. That middle of the night assembly and it's not going well. And you get madder than you know what. And you're literally on the verge of destruction. Of child's future property. It's just, it's not a good thing. Hi.
Yeah, hey, I was calling about the toys being smashed during assembly.
Yes, what happened?
I was a little girl on Christmas Day. My mother, Santa Claus, had bought me the Barbie doll dream house, the 3-story one.
Wow.
And my mom had been putting it together and been working on it for a while. And the next thing I know, I see it fly across the living room, and it falls into several different pieces, and I cried like a baby, and mom just walked out storming, cussing.
Did you ever get another dream house?
No, she got Barbie's mobile home. That's what Barbie had to live in.
You know what? You're right. It was kind of like a mobile home. I never got the dream house.
Got Barbie's
I just
trailer.
Got the one that kind of folded out. Yeah, it was.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Because, you know, Barbie's here for a good time, not a long time. So she doesn't need to put down roots.
No, okay. No. I mean, if you want to get fancy, get some Barbie underpinning for Barbie's, for Barbie's dream trailer.
I seriously thought you were going to say something else. I was like, let's go in a different lane there. More than 50% of Americans describe themselves as what?
More than 50%? Mm-hmm. More than 50% of Americans describe themselves as what? The hunt is on, looking for the smartest person in the QC.
I have a guess.
More than 50% of Americans describe themselves as what?
Being average height.
I don't imagine that's a hot thing to put on a dating profile.
I'm average.
I've got a beautiful smile.
Well,
I'm blonde-headed.
You don't want to say you're short. Hey, I want to answer the question.
More than 50% of Americans describe themselves as what?
Organized.
That's something I usually don't describe myself as organized.
I can agree with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No,
I pick up after you.
What's going on, Charlie and Debbie? How y'all doing today?
Doing good. What you got?
I got women.
More than 50% of Americans describe themselves as women.
Pretty logical.
Makes a hell of a lot of sense, but no, that's not it.
Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, I want to take a shot at the question.
Okay, more than 50% of Americans describe themselves as what?
I'll say middle class.
Middle class. Nope, that is not it.
All right, thank you.
A hard worker.
Hard worker. No, that's not it.
I would guess 50% of the people think they're above average.
No, that's not it. Tanner might describe himself as this.
Yes.
Catherine Lane
yes.
might describe herself as this. Chris Allen might describe himself as this.
Those are really good hints.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Smartest person in the QC?
Hey, I think it might be well-dressed.
Spoken like a woman, because I guarantee you, 50% of men don't go, you know, I'm well-dressed.
Well, only because the women make sure that they are.
Yeah, no. More than 50% men say, you should be happy I am dressed. Don't make fun of my pants. Be happy I'm wearing them.
It's the little things.
It's the little things. Matt Lauer would have just listened. I'm sorry, too soon?
Stop.
Smartest person in the QC?
A morning person.
I got to give myself some credit. Those were some pretty dang good hints.
Yes.
Yeah, more than 50% describe themselves as morning people. Now, here's an irony for you. Debbie and I did morning radio for 12 years. She was the most anti-morning person that ever did mornings. She cussed like a sailor every morning having to do it. It was
that
just,
alarm clock was really early.
Oh, brutal. Well, who is this?
This is Angela.
Angela, step into the spotlight, baby. Tell us what we need to hear.
My name is Angela, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Stein Mart. Stein Mart's countdown sale is here. Save up to an extra 50% off their already low prices and take $10 off with an online coupon. The countdown sale now through Sunday only at Stein Mart.
For those of you that have any desire to go to Australia, what are you thinking? That place... There are so many dangerous critters roaming around that place. They have five of the seven deadliest snakes in the world just slithering around. I hasten to point out they have great white sharks just swimming offshore.
I'm sure there's some lovely things about it, too.
And then when you're driving down the road, this kind of thing will happen to you. A giant python recently blocked traffic in Queensland, Australia. Imagine saying, you know, we were going down Independence and a giant python was blocking.
That would be on your traffic report.
Oh, my God.
Traffic slowed down because of a giant python.
They refused to let traffic pass until the python slithered off to the side of the road. What, for like the people for the ethical treatment of pythons? This damn thing was between 15 and 20 feet long. I guess you don't want to, hey, let it go where it wants to go.
Yeah, I'm not going to mess with it.
No, and that's why you don't go to Australia.
Because the worst thing... Worse than just a python is a python with road rage. You really don't want to rile him up.
But not only that, but if this one's 15 to 20 and you run it over, you know it's got family. They're coming after you.
Yeah.
Yesterday we had a story about a woman who had a Nick fit on a plane and freaked out.
Yeah, the video was crazy. She was crazy.
New York Daily News claims a JetBlue flight from Los Angeles to New York was forced to make an emergency landing in Vegas after a man began biting passengers. Biting them!
Like a vampire.
Not even the damn python tried to bite anybody. This guy's biting people. Flight attendants placed the man in restraints, not known what caused his outburst. Again, like early in the show, let me point out, The Walking Dead is not a documentary. So don't think he's turning into a zombie just like them peoples on The Walking Dead. And finally, the online retailer, I hope I pronounced this right, Balenciaga, is selling $950 grocery store bags.
Wow.
The bags are made of lambskin, not plastic, and are not expected to break when overloaded. Oh, and they're also selling a $650 coin purse. $650 for your pennies.
For your coins. Or your vending machine money.
You got any money for a Coke? Well, I don't know. Let me take out my $650 lambskin coin purse. Even 1%ers are embarrassed by that, right?
I guess, I mean, you'd have to have a lot of coins to equal 650 unless they're very special collector coins. You going to carry those around in your $650 purse?
This is such a Tanner gift. He would just, he would have to have one of
these. He would wear it around his neck, like a necklace. Look at my coin purse.
I'm just going to let that go.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.